big episode of the Northeast Podcast. We worry about the Timberwolves' first-round matchup against the Suns. City looks to win the Premier League yet again. The Wild season is coming to an end, and we talk Vikings draft here. I'm Eric. I'm here with Jim. How's it going?
Ah, man, I'm doing wonderfully. How are you?
I'm not doing that well. It was not a great sports weekend.
Rough sports day.
Yeah. Wow. Sunday. I mean, I woke up. I felt good. I was excited. Both of our teams had horrible crashes in the Premier League, which we'll talk about a little later.
Yeah.
And the Wolves faltered. Got a bad matchup for the playoffs.
Got a bad matchup. Had a bad loss, got third when they had. So there were seven scenarios of what could have happened. Only one of those, we ended at the three seed.
And that's what happened. What happened.
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
Yeah, so it was not a great day, but we're going to
fucking roast some people.
Yeah, we're going to move on. We're going to continue forward, and we're going to give you guys the content that you guys so desperately crave.
Let's all just, like, take some breaths. Like, it's going to be okay.
It is.
But also, fuck everything.
It is Minnesota sports, though.
I know. And then, I'm not going to, like, just make that, you know, the reason that we should feel okay about
it. Did you know that there's only one metropolitan area that has four sports teams, four professional sports teams in hockey, basketball, baseball, and football?
Yep.
That hasn't won a title in this century.
Oh, yeah.
Just Minnesota.
Oh, we have the longest stretch by quite a bit. We have the longest stretch by 9 years plus that
century. But I'm just saying, every other city that has four professional male sports teams like that has won a title. So your odds are pretty fucking good.
Your odds should be good.
And we are the only one without. So
Something's going on.
At this point, like, this is cruel.
Yeah. It's brutal, especially when you care.
Oh,
and we
it's
care.
The hope
we care.
That kills you. It is the hope that kills you. I mean, it's funny because sometimes when things are going poorly, I feel like it lends itself to podcasting,
mm-hmm.
right? But I would rather have really boring episodes celebrating yet another title.
I don't know. I don't know how we would do that. We would have to really sit down and think about how we approach this because we are so used to egregious losing.
I feel like this is what will happen, though. I feel like whatever team is going to win their first title for us, you know, in eternity,
we'll have to keep podcasting for 20 more years at least.
What's going to happen, though, is, like, we're going to be, like, in game seven, and it's going to become apparent that we're going to win the title, and then the TV is going to, like, go to, like, the emergency broadcast, and
it's
going to be
incoming.
Like, it's going to be like an asteroid is here. It's 5 minutes away. Hug your loved ones, you know.
And then the game is called. Like, if it's the Wolves, I'll go out with a smile on my face, just knowing.
No, they're like, the game was going to be played at a later date. Everyone, panic!
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
And then that's just it. We just never will get one.
Just never got it. That scenario sounds more likely than a title.
I think our older listeners have to start really thinking about their mortality in the way of, like, will I see a title?
Yeah, they need to. You heard about that one guy who's trying, he's like 50, but he's trying to, he's like, biologically, I'm now 25. A millionaire.
Yes.
All y'all over 50 better start on that program now if you want to see a title in Minnesota.
Have you seen that guy on social media who's like, I think I'm going to be a billionaire, so I'm going to be. And I think I'm immortal, so I am going to live forever. And I never get sick. Mm. He's like one of those, like, millionaire mindset guys.
Oh, God. He's like a rise and grind guy?
He's a broke fuck. They are the worst people.
They are almost as bad as the ones that, like, bring on, like, OnlyFans girls and just berate them the whole time.
Yeah.
Because they're alphas or sigmas or whatever they are. Those guys are maybe the worst. After that, it's the rise and grind, and you're not working hard enough, and you should be embarrassed if you don't have a Lambo by 25 because they're not even that expensive.
They're like, if you want to be rich, it's this simple. All you have to do is buy a house by the time you're 17.
Yeah.
Then at 18, you're going to buy a second house. By the time you're 22, you will have 10 houses. This is simple, people. Yeah. Take out a notebook. Also, pay $500 for my class.
Yeah.
On
that's
Instagram.
How you really know.
And then you'll know.
Yeah, there's a lot of garbage out there. That's why I just post the best memes. That's what I like to do.
All right. So we are going to get through all of this together. But before we do that, we need you guys to give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Nordy's Podcast. And subscribing, right? You guys get your favorite podcast from and get the Nordy's Podcast directly to your phone or your device each and every week for free.
Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, thank you.
And we love you all.
And then also, what are we drinking today, Jim?
Dude, this is a good one. Thanks for picking this guy up. This is Modest Day of Another Dream West Coast IPA. We love this beer.
I really like this beer.
I like it. It's just got that right amount of bitterness. It's old school.
We drink a lot of good stuff, but I would say that this is probably one of the better beers that I have had in a while.
I agree. I'm a huge fan. I can never remember the beers that I actually had, and so I won't remember this in you know, 2 weeks, but I'm sure enjoying it right now.
Yeah, so here we go. Something we will remember is the end of the Timberwolves season. So I would say that the Timberwolves had, I think statistically, their second best season ever.
Most wins ever. Well, no, second most wins
ever.
Which, dude. We got 56 wins. That's fucking awesome. That would have put us in the first place in the West last year by 4 games.
I really think this was a year to celebrate.
Well, I'm trying to keep that mindset, but it was just was like we were right there on the edge of literally the one seed. Should have at least gotten the 2 seed. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we can be disappointed in those things and have the cognitive dissonance at the same time to say, you know what? That was really fucking impressive.
It was a great season.
Huge jump from last year.
But our path to a title is the worst in the NBA.
Oh, it's got to be the hardest.
The Suns, then the Nuggets.
And the Suns, before we lost to them egregiously this last week, right? Yeah. Egregiously might be the word of the week, by the way. I was like, I don't want them. But it looked like it was going to be kind of unlikely because they were going to be sort of stuck in the play-in tournament. And there's kind of a 1-in-4 chance there. So I thought, let's not worry about that. But here it is.
They're red hot.
Everything just worked out so perfectly.
They're red hot. Like I said,
we were the 1-7 scenario where we lost and both of the other teams won. So there we get the 3. They beat us. Pelicans lost. Therefore, they jumped the Pelicans out of the play-in tournament. And all of that was the perfect storm to really make me very nervous.
I think that the Timberwolves are underdogs in this series.
Yeah, I think that they probably are. Even with,
I mean,
you got to think we have a way better record than they do. There is a steep jump off after those top three are essentially tied.
This team has our number. We have beat them 2 out of the last 15 times we've played them. Mm-hmm. We're 0-3 against them this year. We've lost 10 games in a row to Devin Booker. I don't know why, but they're a disaster of a matchup for us.
Yep.
They are at their most effective playing really small. So it takes, as long as they are rebounding the ball, it completely nullifies our entire advantage of size.
Yeah.
So the only way for us to win this game or this series is going to be to dominate the glass. But that won't fly with guys like Jaden McDaniels, who had 0 rebounds yesterday.
Oh my
God. He's like 6'9". He has 0 rebounds.
He's not even
rebounds.
Looking for the ball.
He's just like.
He's a waste of space out there right now. I'm really upset with him.
He runs cardio and makes $26
million. The most overpaid player in the NBA at this point. He's actually a liability out there. Garza would be doing more, which is really sad. And yeah, I mean, he can be a good defender, but he also, on transition defense, he's horrible. Because he's upset about something and not paying any attention, and he's the most lackadaisical player I've ever seen in my life.
It really shows you like how much, I can't think of the word. Like, what's it?
Egregious.
Egregious. What's it called? Body
language.
Body language. Thank you.
Sure.
Body language. Yeah. He's a terrible body language player, and it really shows you how easy it is to turn on guys with bad body language.
Right.
And like, it makes me think of like a lot of the German soccer players.
Okay.
They always get accused of like not caring because of their body language. Because
they're morose.
Yeah.
And they're...
And I think Jaden, when I watch him, I always get this feeling like he doesn't care. And for all I know, he cares. That's all he thinks about, you know?
Right. Because he doesn't smile
but
or frown.
It just feels like he is always loafing back on defense and he's always...
We need like 12 efficient points from him. That's it.
Yeah.
And like 5 rebounds, please. Like do something out there. If we can get that from him, what we really need is Towns to step up and be back, be like his old self, which takes time, and that's fine.
This team is built on having Anthony Edwards and Karl-Anthony Towns running most of the offense with a good pick and roll game that you can run with Connolly and Gobert as your other option. And then you have some long wing players who can hopefully 3-and-D like Na and Jaden.
Yep.
That's kind of what the whole offense is built on. What teams have done in the last couple weeks is they have just given so much help to stopping Edwards getting to the rim that they're leaving the wide open three guys in the corner. And Edwards is finding those guys and they're bricking everything.
Yep.
And so when we're not hitting threes with our fringe players or our you know, the guys in the corners or our three
guys. We haven't
guys,
had Towns shooting those either, though.
Yes.
And he is a very good, I think he's fifth in the NBA in free throw percent or three point percentage. Yeah.
Towns is the answer to rebounding, and Towns are going to be the answers to winning this series. If Towns can average in the 20s and we can out rebound them, we will be just fine.
Yeah.
But if we're not out rebounding them, Towns is in the low teens, not shooting efficiently, and Ant's having to drive through six guys at a time to get to the hoop, we're going to go down in flames.
Yeah, yeah. And we need to emphasize that our main stars need to take our shots, too.
Like, yeah.
I mean, it's not okay for us to be so discombobulated by this defense. They're Phoenix's average defense that we seem like we're playing really hard out there.
Yes.
But playing really hard when you're discombobulated just means turnovers. And that's what it looks like out there. It's like, it's not for lack of fucking trying. They're running everywhere like chickens with their heads cut off.
Yeah.
And nothing is working. And I'm sure that's frustrating, but they're going to have to settle something. And you know, I think you're right. Kicking it out, having Towns there will be nice. Nas needs to get back to his ways because he's 10th in the league in free throw percentage.
Meg Thee Stallion was at the game and he had 31, but like the other last like six games, he's like under 10 points every game. And like,
so essentially so is Ant after he put up 51. He thought that he could just spread those 51 points out in the next three games. And that's what he's been doing. So
yeah,
he's got us. I mean, we got to be a different team than we have been the last couple weeks or last week or so. And I don't know if that's possible. So we'll see. You know, I did. Do you want to take a little stat deep dive? I just think some of these things are interesting. So when we compare to the Phoenix Suns, okay, I'm going to see if you can guess some of this stuff. So offensive rating, what do you think that they are? Just points scored, Phoenix.
Seventh.
They're 10th.
Okay.
And where do you think we are?
16th.
We're 18th.
Okay.
So they have a better offense than us. That's just it. Turnovers. It seems like we must be horrible.
I would have
right?
guessed we were 27th.
We're actually the 12th worst, but in good news, they are the 6th worst. So they actually are quite a bit worse. Here's a problem. Don't we like the Twin Towers, like the big team, right?
Yeah.
Then why are we 15th in rebounds?
Because no one on the team rebounds other than Gobert.
Gobert, dude.
He rebounds alone on the team. The rest of the team, it does nothing.
Yeah, we need to be a hawk for this fucking ball, dude.
Yeah.
So they're 10th. So that's quite a bit better.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got. So obviously, you know, here's what we have been. It's been our bread and butter, defensive points allowed. So you know where we are.
First.
We're first with 106.5. They're 13th with 113.2. So that should help. Field goal percentage allowed. We are first. We make teams have a bad day.
Yeah.
They're 8th. So, and here's something interesting. Where do you think we are in free throws attempted?
Oh, I think we're really high. Maybe like 2nd?
You mean like we shoot a lot of free throws?
Yeah.
That's interesting. We're 8th.
Okay.
And I wouldn't have thought that because everybody's been complaining that the other team always gets more.
Ant shoots a ton of free throws.
Yeah.
Like a ton.
He does. And then, you know, but here's the thing. The Suns are actually 6th.
Okay.
So they actually shoot even more. So, you know, our players have not done well this year against them. You know, Edwards shoots 31%, and he played all three games against them.
That's not going to
So
fly.
That's not going to work. But, you know, we play two games here, two games there, game here, game there, game here. I think that can help.
I think game one, the series is going to hinge on game one.
I mean, people,
I really,
it's a little bit.
I think if you lose 4 in a row to them and get blown out by them two games in a row, lose the home court right away, you're probably in some trouble.
Yeah.
I think that if we can go out and have a super professional performance and win the game by 8 to 10 points and bully them a little bit and get the crowd going, I think we're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's going to be momentum, I think, for this team. Like, KD has won titles before, you know?
Yeah.
We don't really have those guys on our team.
Right.
So
do we have anybody that's won a title?
No.
Nobody.
I don't believe
that
so.
That seems weird.
Oh, yeah, we do. Morris.
All right.
Monty Morris.
So he better be given...
He won a title last year.
He better be given the locker room speech then. Be like, yeah. Move over, Finch.
Yeah.
The only guy that's done it. So what do you really think is going to happen in this? Like, you know, you're hopeful, whatever, but be realistic. Like, what do you think is going to happen? Just say it.
I think we're going to lose in six.
You think we're going to lose in six?
I feel really bad.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel that
bad.
And
who would be next? Would be the Thunder after that?
No, after that it would be Denver.
Denver.
I would just like to get to round two at this point.
Oh, God.
I just want to get to round two.
I just want
to
win a series.
I know how bad it's going to feel if we go out in round one. I don't think Finch survives a round one exit.
Yeah.
Fair or not, I don't think he does. I know Towns doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm positive. I don't care if he averages 35. He's not surviving.
We're just going to have to realize we're not good enough.
Yeah.
And then what's the piece that moves? It's going to be Towns.
Towns is the piece that moves. He's the most, besides Edwards, he's probably the most tradable. Nas and Edwards are probably the two most tradable guys on the team.
Sure.
And then Towns is probably
Nas
third.
Because he's
contract.
So cheap. Yeah.
Age,
so that's...
contract. He could just play on every team in the league.
Yeah.
He's not a star, but he's just, he could play.
He'd start for a lot of
important
them.
Minutes on every team in the league.
Yeah. And anybody that says that we need to start him over Towns is doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about.
This is way off subject here, but I do want to bring this up quickly.
Okay.
So the NBA is going to be bringing in two more teams. We've talked about that. We talked about it like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Most likely it's going to be Seattle and Vegas.
Perfect.
The reason I bring that up is because the big rumor is that means teams have to move the other way, at least one.
Oh,
and
to the other conference?
Most likely to the East, and the most likely team to move is probably Minnesota.
Because we're right there.
Yeah.
I mean, we are kind
Milwaukee,
of on the
Chicago,
edge. Yeah.
Toronto.
That'd be
a bunch of those teams.
So
Indiana.
Fucking sick,
like,
dude.
We'd play a bunch of those teams more, and we'd be in the East.
Yeah. That'd be cool. That'd be fine.
It's either Memphis or Minnesota, and
dude,
it might be a realignment a little bit.
Almost.
Both of them.
I mean, and, you know, if they realign, maybe things do change. And we go on this streak of where the East, everybody in the East is fucking incredible. If we had been playing in the East, we would be still the two seed because Boston is so fucking good. But yeah, I mean, just year in and year out, the West is way fucking harder.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not only like, you know, the standings, you actually just play teams in the West all the time if you're in the West, which means you play better teams.
I mean, I would bet that if... The Lakers.
God, I wish we could just play Detroit four times
a
year.
I know the Lakers can't be in the East, but I'm just saying, if they were in the East with that roster, you can't tell me that they're not the fourth best team in the East.
Yeah, probably.
They're probably like the fourth best
team. Just their record, I don't know where that would put them in the East, but probably right up in there.
But they would be one of the teams that you'd be like, oh, they could upset Boston maybe, you know, like there just are like that many good teams in the West, which sucks. So, we've talked about this so many times before, but I just am so annoyed always by the fact that Minnesota teams are always like linking up with California teams.
Yeah. Right.
I'm like, how are we always in a different conference than Wisconsin and Illinois? Like how?
There's some imaginary line.
In baseball, we're in different conferences. In basketball, we're in different conferences. How does that work?
At least we got the Packers.
In hockey, we don't play Detroit or Chicago on a regular basis.
Right.
Like, what are we doing?
And Wisconsin doesn't even have a hockey team, which is hilarious.
It is funny. So here's the deal. I'm worried about this series.
Okay.
Can the Wolves win? Absolutely.
Sure.
I feel like it's a coin flip. I do. I think this is a 50-50
series. So for
me,
they're going to win in seven.
I would be really excited.
Yeah.
And I actually like our matchup with Denver significantly more than I like our matchup with Phoenix.
Yeah.
I think we match up really well with Denver. Every time we play them, we give them a hard time.
It's really close, or we beat the pants off them in Denver not too long ago.
I am more afraid to play. Like, I think that you could go into a series against the defending champions where you're the road team, and you could go play pretty fearlessly, like we did last year, and I think we'd be really dangerous to them. I don't feel good about playing Phoenix.
Well, I mean, Phoenix has to be psyched.
Oh, Phoenix is like, they're just hell like, yeah.
I mean, they're not, you know, they're still nervous.
They're in our heads. That's how they feel. They're in our heads.
Oh, they're living there rent free. Yeah.
They got Ant all upset yesterday. I mean, it was all kind of felt like, it kind of felt like we were an inexperienced team.
And we are.
Yeah.
And we are. And it's going to show.
Other than Gobert and Connolly, who were like real vets.
I know. Really, they didn't have that Minnesota stink on them, dude. No, they just showed up, had really nice games. Gobert's been playing really well, and I'm excited for that to continue. So, yeah, dude, I mean, that first game is going to be, it's on Saturday, I believe.
Yeah.
I'm going to it. I'm excited about that.
It's electric.
In fact, we're drinking Modest right now. Modest is having a big ass, it's 420, I think. So it a big is, ass yeah. party. So I'm going to go to that during the day, swing over, walk over to the stadium or the arena and get that dub, baby. Wolves in seven, which sucks. Cause like, Pelicans, I would have said Wolves in five.
Oh, yeah.
Lakers, I would have said maybe six.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, these
Pelicans was my matchup I wanted. Well, I think we would have kicked their ass.
Yeah.
They would have got, like, yeah, gentlemen swept.
Yeah, that would have been real nice. And plus, it just conserves some energy. But, yeah, we get to rest up a little bit and then have an absolute fucking nightmare matchup.
Yeah. How about this? A couple other things. U.S. basketball are working on finalizing their roster right now. Are we going to see any of our Minnesota Timberwolves playing for Team USA at all? I don't even know what this is for.
It's for Paris.
Oh, Olympics. Okay.
Yeah, it's for the Olympics. Yeah, we are. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'll just run through it. Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, Joel Embiid, Devin Booker, Tyrese Halliburton, Anthony Edwards, Drew Holiday, Bam Adebayo, and Anthony Davis. And they're going to keep one spot open. Maybe Tyler Hero or something gets in there. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. They all really want to put Tyler Hero like on that team. Okay. I mean, yeah, that's pretty exciting.
That's the best we got for Americans. I think we're actually...
Ant won't start somehow because Booker will start ahead of him, but well, he should start.
Booker is better than Ant right now.
I don't think so.
Right now?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even consider making that trade.
I wouldn't consider making the trade, but play it right now. Yes. Like... We're a better team because we're defensive-minded and we're deeper, too. We're a lot deeper. But right now, Booker is statistically better in almost every category.
The other cool thing we saw this week in the last game of the year was Boban winning free chicken for the people of L.A.
We love Boban. Boban!
So
he's like Andre the Giant.
Yeah, he is. And the best thing is that you have this... deal in the NBA that if the opposing team misses back-to-back free throws
in the fourth quarter,
everybody gets a free Chick-fil-A sandwich the next day.
Which is fucking sweet.
I pulled it off a couple weeks ago. The opposing team missed the two free throws, and we hit 12 threes. So I literally went to Arby's, got myself a drink for like $1, and the free beef and cheddar.
Okay.
And then I went to... I didn't have to get the drink. I was just being courteous.
Yeah.
And then I went across the street to Chick-fil-A, free sandwich, got myself some fries.
Okay.
It was like $2.50. I got two free sandwiches, a fry, and a drink.
You really are living the dream.
That was well
played.
What
a fucking day. So Boban, he misses his first free throw in the fourth, and this is the last game of the season.
Place is going crazy. This is in the fourth with like 4 minutes to go, and like an 8-point
game. And he's the away
game.
Team.
It's like an 8-point game. Eight. This is like pretty close. They're
and
winning.
And he starts to smile, and he's looking around, and he's pointing up at the chicken thing, and then he just like kind of shoots it up and intentionally misses
it. Great.
And everybody goes crazy, and he confirms why he is a fan favorite.
I'm sure his coach was mad, but you know what? I loved this.
You got Boban. You're putting on a show. He's
you're
a fun
dude.
Not going
to the playoffs anyways. Who cares?
Yeah.
It was great.
It's fucking Rockets, dude. Who cares?
I watch next year. It'd be like an issue for the league, which they have constant gambling problems with like players and officials. But they're going to be like, we can't have players intentionally missing free throws for Chick-fil-A.
It's a point of emphasis
this
year.
This is a competitive advantage for home teams.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to the Premier League.
Oh, do we have to?
This sucks.
We were riding high.
We were riding so high.
We were looking like...
First and second.
I think that I had, 35% chance? You had 33, and City had 20, whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's all flipped now.
Game starts. Liverpool plays Crystal Palace. They got whooped earlier in the week, too, in Europa.
It's 3-0. 3-0 from Atalanta.
And like, then they lost. Then they lose to Crystal Palace, who scored early. And
we couldn't do anything. We had chances. Had infinity chances. Sailed the fucking ball left, right, and over. that rat face fuck Jones pissed me off.
He had a breakaway.
Had a breakaway.
And then the thing is that you could feel how devastated and deflated the stadium was.
Dude,
like, I was like bummed watching it.
Kids, oh, crying old men.
The players, it was just devastating.
Like, everybody knew, like, we can't lose games the rest of the way if we were going to win. And maybe you draw one and then you win the rest and you maybe have a chance. But
it was just like everyone had like talked themselves into this like Klopp narrative that he was going to ride off into the sunset with winning some title or multiple titles.
Yep.
And in the matter of 3 days or 4 days,
it looks real bad
in
Europa.
In smoke. Like the whole thing seems like it went up in smoke. You could just feel how devastated everyone was. So then I'm like, all right, Arsenal, got to take advantage of this.
And
now,
you're like, hey.
Dominated the first half at home against Aston Villa, against Arsenal's former coach, Unai Emery, who they ran out of town. And then in the second half, Villa just takes over the game. The stadium gets so tense. The players play so tight. And they get kind of a lucky goal. And then they got like a breakaway goal like 2 minutes later. And the same thing. I was so devastated.
It was 2-0.
Yeah.
Oh. God.
Ruined the rest of my day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still
pissed about it.
I was like, am I having an anxiety attack? That's how I felt. I was so upset by this. And, you know, it's just like I said earlier in the show, it is the hope.
You should have gone to the hospital.
I should have.
And been like, look, ever since Arsenal blew their chance at the title.
Blew the title. I should not believe in anyone ever.
It just sucks because I would have loved to see at least one of our fucking teams win and stay in the race.
City
like,
is now the favorites. They have a pretty easy schedule. They are undefeated in 18 league games now. And they did the same thing last year. It feels inevitable. That's how it feels.
That sucks.
It sucks. It'll be their fourth title in a row.
I would say our teams both maybe still have 15% chance each, something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
City's probably got a 70 to 75% chance to win the title.
I mean, it's that. It's coming. It is that close, and there's no room for error, and both our teams fucked up.
Yeah.
They real bad.
In games at home that they should have won.
Against, ranked, 12th and 15th teams or something like that.
We played the fourth-ranked team, but still, we should have won the
game. Well, that's true. That's true.
But let's see.
So there's that.
So that sucks.
Oh,
now there is still losers. European soccer this week. So in the Champions League, you had an incredible week last week in the Champions League. You had Arsenal, Bayern Munich 2-2. You had Man City, Real Madrid 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
You had PSG, Barcelona, I think was 2-2, and you had Atletico Madrid 2-1, I believe, Borussia Dortmund.
It was exciting at the time, but those games did end in draws, which feels like it's anticlimactic, but it's really just setting up their next match,
Next match,
this is the one goal differential is going to be all you need.
Yeah.
And it's going to be pretty fucking exciting. Do you think that in this next round they'll play at the same time again?
Yeah.
Because that kind of sucks.
We have two games on Tuesday and
two
games on Wednesday.
Paramount Plus does have an option to put up
both
games, and you can choose the audio, which is pretty cool. So check that out if you're interested, but... I think I just watched Arsenal play.
Yeah. So it's going to be just chaos this week. We'll get to the semis and then Europa, same kind of situation. Liverpool heading
four
to
goals,
Italy, needing
goals.
Three to send it to extra time.
Right. Yeah.
They could for sure do that, but that is just not.
They could, but I'm also like just pissed off because, like, number one, it's Europa. So I'm already like annoyed that I'm having to watch Europa and you guys are watching Champions League. So there's that. And I can tell Klopp doesn't fucking care about Europa.
I think
he might, but like...
I think he might now more.
Well, too late now.
I just think it was a pretty devastating week. I mean, it's just... For all of the stories that are good in sports, there's not always a lot of parody. Now, I will say there was a really cool story that happened in the German Bundesliga.
Mm.
Okay, so one of the best leagues in the world, probably the third
best league. Doesn't Bundesliga sounds like a Jamaican Afro way to say ass, isn't it? Like,
yes.
Bundesliga.
It sounds like
shake the boombas.
It sounds like something that Ollie G would say.
Yes.
So,
yes, it does.
In the Bundesliga, there was a 13-year stretch, I believe, that Bayern Munich won the title. And this year, Bayer Leverkusen, like Bayer Aspirin, like
okay,
that place.
Yeah.
They are have been called Neverkusen because they've never won the league ever.
And they've been competitive, but
they've been good many 13
years in a row. Like we're annoyed by City winning every 3 years or like 3 years, maybe one off, 3 years, one off.
Yeah.
This is worse.
This is worse. So 13 years in a row, Neverkusen had never won the title ever in the history of the league, but they've always been a pretty good team. They bring in Xabi Alonso, the famous former Liverpool and Real Madrid and Bayern Munich player.
Okay.
And he is just like maybe the best coach in the world right now. They are undefeated in all competitions, and they were playing this weekend to win the title, wrapping up the title like 6 weeks early because they've been so dominant. And former Arsenal captain Granit Xhaka scored a banger.
Okay.
And then their superstar Florian Wirtz, who's like will be the next KDB for City probably.
Okay.
Like just a phenom.
Where's he from?
Germany.
Okay.
He scored a hat trick in like 5 minutes, and then all the fans stormed the field, and they won their first ever title, which was pretty cool.
That's cool.
So
they're no longer Neverkusen. Neverkusen. They're going to have to come up with a new nickname for them.
They named this the street in front of the stadium Xabi Alonso, whatever, like after the coach before the game.
Because they just knew.
They just knew it was over. Yeah. I mean, they just have kicked the shit out of everyone all year. And
that's
then
crazy.
The team showed up, and he was taking pictures on his street, and then they went in and won like 5-0 and won the title. It was pretty cool.
That is cool.
So there you go. That. Happy things do happen to some people, just not us ever.
No.
So this brings me to my biggest question of the day for you. Something that I want you to ponder.
Okay.
If a wild falls in the forest and no one is around to hear it, did they make a sound this season?
No, they didn't.
No.
No, they didn't.
This was the most dull Wild season ever, for sure.
The Wild just wasn't that wild this year.
The Wild have been caught in no man's land of like, should we go for it or should we sell the whole season? And they have only wanted to... go for it, I guess, the whole time. It always felt like the wrong choice for me.
Yeah, right.
And what did they do? They got themselves in a position where games before the end of the season, they're eliminated from the playoffs. But they are going to end up with the worst non-playoff team record in hockey.
But is it that big a difference between this and barely making the playoffs because you busted your ass and then you go out right away to the Dallas Stars
Avalanche. Is the worst case scenario.
Yeah, I mean, this is worse because at least you get to, you know, have a couple playoff games. Good for the city. And
good. You make some money. You're on TV. People are a little excited, even if it's just, you know,
kind
fleeting.
Of a forsaken.
This is bad because I believe the top 10 teams have a chance to get the number one pick in the draft, but we're not part of that.
No.
So we're like not in a chance to move up in the draft. We're just going to pick in the middle of the draft like we do all the time.
I'm kind of surprised we don't finish here every year because this feels like where we belong.
This is where we try to finish every year.
Yeah,
like
right?
Sometimes
this is
like
the sweet spot, baby.
We like overachieve sometimes.
What could we have done to be worse? What could we have done? That's what we should have done.
Because
we wanted to develop the young players, so we're going to play. We played them. Which was good.
I mean, I'd say what could we do to be worse? I don't know. Probably make the logo a little more ambiguous as to what the hell it is. Lean more into boring green, boring red color combo.
Yep, yep.
And then
we could have switched to Easter colors this year. Like, we'll go straight pastels and stuff.
I think we could have, like, done our favorite thing, which is cabin theme everything.
Yeah.
Like, you go to
the
Excel. You
can't get a fucking drink there without going to a cabin.
Yeah.
A Northwoods Nook.
Yeah,
fucking.
Every single thing at the Excel is like a cabin.
Yeah.
It's pretty cheesy. I don't know. I feel pretty disappointed in the Wild. I think that the fans deserve.
I mean, it sucks
so
that we finished
better.
There, but like we know that this year is
and next year though
a wash. Yeah, I know.
Like it's just like it
we
just,
don't have the money next
it
year.
It just
either.
Sucks like knowing that your team can't compete for like multiple years because of sins of the past.
Yeah.
That really hurts. So I will say I tried to make a list of some things that we can feel positive about.
With the Wild?
With the Wild.
Oh, okay, cool. I like
we
that.
Have one big one, Brock Faber.
Hell yeah.
He won't win the Rookie of the Year because it's biased and they're just gonna give it to Bedard, Faber is the rookie of the year. He's the best rookie in hockey. He is one of the best defensemen in hockey. He is one of the best young players in the world. He is the best player on the Wild. And I have a feeling he is going to go down as the best Wild player ever.
Whoa, I love that prediction.
And he's from Maple Grove.
Yeah.
He's a local kid, captain of the Gophers, should have won us a national title with the Gophers. We traded him, or we traded for him, by trading away Kevin Fiala. And we ended up getting him as like a toss-in into the deal. And he is a phenom. He's unbelievable. He's never going to be this like sexy 100-point defender who has 75 assists and 25 goals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that's realistic, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah. He's never going to be that guy. He's a defensive defenseman. He eats minutes. He plays against the top lines all day, every day. He is one of the leaders in ice time in the whole league as a young guy. Phenom.
Yeah.
Unbelievable player.
That's I think, the most positive thing out of this year.
Hell, right? Yes.
I mean, that's really exciting.
Kaprizov is really good, and he's started really slowly, and he's ended up finishing as having a pretty damn good year.
Okay.
But Faber's better. Faber is younger. Faber is going to get the biggest contract in Wild history, I think, this year.
Really?
Yeah. He's
some long 12-year deal or some shit.
I hope not. When we did that last time, it went really poorly.
We shouldn't do those anymore.
But I will just say, I think that's a huge positive.
Because what, if we don't give him that much money, he can get it elsewhere, so we need to pay him or what?
Oh, they can sign him to an extension this summer, and he's going to get top dollar.
Can we afford that?
Yeah. Okay. They'll make sure they can.
Yeah, okay.
They'd burn anyone else down to make him stay. He's going to be a lifetime.
Would they pick him over Kaprizov right now?
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
I think so. I do. I just think, to me, he's going to be like a legendary captain of the Wild as well.
Cool.
Like, I think he'll be the captain. He'll be the longtime captain. He's going to be a Wild great, a Minnesota hockey great. That's what I think of him.
That alone is enough to be excited.
Marco Rossi also had a really solid year. Mm-hmm. He was the guy who had got COVID during COVID. He was one of the big prospects in the league. And then he had heart problems and had to miss a whole season.
Have you heard of his brother, Carlos? That shit's fire. Sorry. Intrusive thoughts. My bad. Keep going. So,
he hasn't been quite as magnificent, but he's been one of the best rookies in the league. So there is some young talent. That they've got up. They just brought up Ogren, who was the other piece of the Fiala trade. We got a first-round pick, which turned into Liam Ogren, and then we got Faber. So that trade looks like it worked out really well.
All right, we like that.
You have Gustafsson, one of the best young goalies in the league, who will be up next year, maybe be our starter next year already. There's good stuff.
Are we still going to have flower power or what?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I don't know.
You think he'll just retire?
He probably should.
Okay. All right.
Probably should, but it's been a great career. So I think there are things that are positive about the Wild. They're just not a lot of them.
Okay. Well, you listed them. I appreciate it.
The other thing that happened is Arizona Coyotes. They moved into like a 3,000-seat gymnasium, and now they're moving to Utah.
Yeah. So what happened there? Just nobody goes to see them?
They can't
get
a stadium. They've been threatening to leave. No one will get him a stadium. No one cares.
And Utah's like, we don't have a hockey team.
So what I heard about this is that Utah has like a minor league hockey team that's pretty popular.
Okay.
That a lot of people like are fans of and watch.
So that means that they could support an NHL team?
Yeah, I think so. So my question for you is, do they keep the colors and the name the Coyotes?
There's Coyotes in Utah.
Or sure, do they just rebrand?
I think that they should rebrand.
I think so too.
As the polygamists. Yes. Sister wives. They can't do that though. The ladies team could be the sister wives.
The NHL has awful team names.
Yeah.
The Wild being the worst one. But there's other bad ones. The Lightning is a terrible team name.
Right.
The Hurricanes is a terrible team name. The Flames.
You don't really like any team that isn't an animal.
Or just like a thing or a person or like something. Like,
yeah.
You hate
government related names. You hate the generals, the commanders, the senators and the nationals.
Ottawa Senators, terrible name. Terrible. I would be so disappointed if my team was the Senators.
That's really boring.
That's horrible. The Blue Jackets.
The Representatives.
The Blue Jackets is like, I think, a Revolutionary War thing.
Probably bad. In the like the southern
another
side
one,
of things.
Another one that's bad. The Predators.
What's wrong with that?
What is it? They're predators.
They're a type of animal that kills other animals. Kind of cool.
Sure, but like they love to like.
And then they're, but then they're, they their like all logo their teams is to, is like a saber-toothed tiger.
They like names that describe things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, or like, yeah, you're. It's paints a picture for
the
you.
The Utah. General positivity.
It'll be like the Utah armored liquor stores.
Yeah, right.
But no, honestly, I think that they should.
How about this one? The Utah sheets with a hole cut in them.
Yeah. The Utah Soakers.
Oh, you just hit it.
But okay, here's my biggest problem. So then there's not even that many teams like that like they could just repeat names from other sports leagues.
Yeah.
There's none of them in hockey because they have all these stupid the Red Wings.
Yeah, they want to be
the
different.
The Blackhawks.
Right.
They don't even have the Bears. They have the Bruins, which is kind of a good name. The Flyers.
I don't know what a Bruin is.
It's a bear.
What do you mean?
It's like a bear.
A Bruin is a bear, a type of bear? I've heard of a lot of types of bears, bro.
We have to look this up now.
I think what a Bruin is a bear.
They have like a bear as their logo.
They do?
What is a...
Okay, we're Googling.
Bruin.
I feel like it's a team.
A bear. It's a bear.
It's a fucking bear.
It's an English folk term for a brown bear.
That's really lame. When it you is really it like lame. That. But and you then, love English
the,
shit.
The Red Wings, though, pretty bad. The Flyers, they have a team called the fucking Canadians.
And they're in Jersey. No, I'm just kidding.
They have just like so many bad team names in this.
The
so,
Soakers. God, and, you nailed it with then, the Soakers. They could have the fans come out on the middle ice during halftime like, and jump on a mattress.
Yes.
Like, that
yes.
would be so good.
The other thing, okay, then, so there's all these free names that are very available yeah. to the NHL because they have just stupid names everywhere. So then Seattle's like, let's be a mythical creature, the Kraken. Like, you guys could go with literally anything.
And there's only one of them.
Yeah.
So you can't be like the Krakens.
Yeah.
Because there's
just
the one.
Kraken. Yeah. Yeah,
the Kraken.
I think that hockey has failed miserably. Now they have a couple cool ones. The Ducks, the Mighty Ducks is pretty good.
Okay.
The Sharks is always pretty good.
Yeah. You like the Sharks?
The Penguins is elite. That's a great
the
team
Kings,
name.
I mean, there's just a lot of Kings everywhere. A
lot of Kings. The Golden Knights. No.
Did you hate that?
I just thought it
should have been gambling themed, but they weren't
about that. They were like, let's steal the logo from the US military.
Yeah.
The Rangers and the Islanders, I don't know, they sort of work, I guess.
Islanders is lame.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, but they're on an island.
Yeah.
You know.
They used to be. I don't think they are anymore, are they? They moved them, right?
Yeah, probably.
Who knows?
The Devils. The New Jersey Devils.
That's kind of cool.
That one
we like
rocks.
That one.
That's a good name. Good name, good jersey.
Yes.
So, yeah, I don't
know. Penguins. We like an animal.
I heard people saying that they should be the Yeti. I don't like that.
The Yeti?
Yeah, the just Utah as in one? Yeti.
How about Yetis. The Utah Yetis?
Yetis, maybe.
That's cool. They got mountains.
Utah Yetis.
I kind of like it.
I kind of mess with it.
I kind of like it. If you can't do Soakers, then you got to do Yeti. Because Soakers is literally so perfect. I'm obsessed.
All right. Let's move on to the last thing. It's just a little draft talk. We're a week and a half out of the draft.
Okay. All right. So we may have one more pod, but you are going to out of town.
I'll be back, though.
Okay. You'll be back. I'll be back. All right. Yeah. Love it.
So we'll be podding before the draft. We'll put that episode out before the draft with our final kind of predictions. Here's what I will say. The Vikings fans are so stupid. They are passionate. They love the Vikings, but they're just idiots. The Vikings, since 1960, when they were created, have never drafted a quarterback in the top 10, ever. Mm. They currently have the 11th and the 23rd pick. They also have next year's first-round pick. I promise you that they will move into the top 5, and they will select the quarterback. I promise you guys that.
Okay.
All of you crazy Vikings fans who are like, I don't want to give up next year's first-round pick. Why don't we just take a late-round quarterback? I'm like,
you heard people actually say that?
Yeah, a lot of
people.
Tweet
that?
I'm like, we have tried that forever, okay?
That's crazy.
We have tried that forever. I am ready to push the chips in. I'm telling you guys that the guy they want is Drake May. Drake May most likely is going to be a Viking.
But won't he go before 5?
He's going to go wherever the Vikings draft.
Oh, really?
That's how I feel.
So you think we'll go to 3 if we have to?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay.
I think we are going to draft him at 3.
Wow.
That's my guess. I think we're going to trade multiple picks.
And we won't, as fans, find out until the third pick comes up, right?
It depends.
How does that work? Like, I want to be excited and prepared for the night.
So here's what I think. So there was like a couple things that I think are telling signs as to where the Vikings are headed. And that they probably feel a lot more confident than their fans do.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fans just believe everything that they hear. They're like, the Vikings all went and saw Michael Penix. I think they're going to draft Michael Penix.
Yep.
And I'm like, no, they're not. They're not going to draft Michael Penix. Like, they we've talked about this before. They brought in Josh McCown, the former high school quarterback coach of Drake May.
Right.
They brought in the former mentor of Drake May, Sam Darnold, who was the quarterback of the Panthers at the time. He was in high school in Carolina. Okay.
Crazy.
Then we flew out to North Carolina to have a private workout with him. It was the one workout that Ziggy Wilf flew into.
Okay.
Okay. I would bet you that the Vikings have a very good idea of where Drake May is going to go. And they probably already have a deal in place to move up to like 3 to get him.
Mm.
I think our backup plan...
And would that be with...
New England.
Okay.
I think our backup plan is going to be to get J.J. McCarthy at 4 or 5. I think there's a very, very small chance that we will get Jaden Daniels, but we haven't even met with him yet. We're like meeting with him later this week.
Mm.
It was very hard to even schedule something with him. I think that I'm putting the chance at 60% chance that we are going to draft Drake May.
That's kind of lower compared to how hyped you just had me going.
60% chance. I'd say 35% chance we're going to draft J.J. McCarthy.
Okay. So 65, 35.
And then I'd put Jaden Daniels at 3%.
Okay, but you're out of percentages.
No, 60 and 35.
Oh, 60. Okay, yeah. Okay.
60 and 35. That's 95%. 3% chance Jaden Daniels, 1% Penix, 1% Bo Nix.
Okay.
That's my guess.
All right.
I think Drake,
What about the slim chance that we don't draft a quarterback?
I think that would...
It's just no chance we don't.
I think it would be a death sentence to KOC and Kwesi. I think they both would be on borrowed time.
And they're not... They're making decisions for the team and for themselves,
They
too.
Have been making decisions about this draft for 3 years.
Yeah.
They have been scouting these guys for 3 years. They have been pinpointing this draft this year to move on from Kirk Cousins, to go up.
Start fresh.
They burned all their cap space on dead cap this year. So next year, when they get rid of some of those future picks, and we don't have a lot of draft picks next year, we're going to have the most cap space in the NFL.
So we can grab free agents.
We can get free agents instead.
Love it.
This is a team that is the most prepared of any team to go draft a quarterback. They have already spent future draft assets to build more assets this year to make that trade. I feel very confident that the Vikings will get the guy they want.
Mm-hmm.
Not
and
just
we don't know who they want yet necessarily.
We don't
it
know
seems
who
like
they
we
want.
Do.
I would guess it's Drake May. I've heard a lot of people say it's Drake May. I've heard a lot of like good people in the know say it's Drake May.
Okay.
I think Ziggy flying into Carolina to meet with him
says a lot.
Says a lot. I think the people that they brought in says a lot.
It's very exciting.
And here's the thing, Drake May divides opinion. A lot of sites have him as a top 2 or 3 player in the draft. Nate Tice, who's one of my favorite people, he's Mike Tice, former Vikings coach's son.
Okay.
He's one of the best guys. Works for The Athletic. He's so good. He thinks Drake May is like maybe the best player in the whole draft.
Okay.
But
others are split
Sims,
and think he's like he shouldn't be drafted top 10.
Phil
type
Sims,
stuff.
A lot of people think he's a big guy with quarterbacks, knows a lot about quarterbacks. He has him as the 6th best quarterback.
Oh, wow.
And thinks he's going to get someone fired. So the opinion is very divided on this guy. I just believe that the Vikings are tailor-made for any of these quarterbacks to land in.
I want somebody with a high ceiling.
This guy.
I want high
ceiling.
I think
ceiling. This guy's
ceiling. High floor, medium ceiling, right?
I would say that if I was being dead serious with you, I would say that just for argument's sake,
okay.
If Josh Allen is 100, I know like Mahomes is 100 and Allen's not as good as him, but just to make my point here,
you're just setting a scale.
If Josh Allen is a 100 and Justin Herbert is a 90. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And they're both, you know, really good. Probably top 6 quarterbacks
in
the
NFL.
You'd
be happy with either of them, yeah.
I think that the ceiling for Drake May is probably a 95.
Okay.
better than Herbert, worse than Allen, but like close to both of those guys.
Okay.
I think that's his ceiling. Will he get there? Who knows?
But I like that.
I just think that that's where he could go.
And play style, you think will end up looking a little bit like Josh Allen?
Both of those guys.
Both of them. Yeah. They're kind of...
They both,
big
you
white
know,
white guys, I don't know.
Yeah, the athletic enough to run. Running won't be his first choice, but will look kind of good when he does run. 6'4", big arm.
Yeah.
Big physical athletic runner who like can take over games with his legs late in the game. I think it would be absolutely legend. I will buy a Drake May jersey Thursday night.
Can you get one that says Drake instead of May?
Yeah, just Drake.
That's what I want. That's great, man. That's exciting. Well, I hope so. So you're having a big party, right?
I'm going to have a couple people. Probably go to my dad's house. You're more than welcome to
come. I haven't seen it yet. I want to go check it out. So that'll be great,
man. Have some food. Have a good time there.
Week and a half. That's it.
Yeah, we're almost there. So that's it, guys. That's all the time we have on this episode of the Nordys Podcast. Tune into our screencast later this week. And other than that, thank you guys, as always, for hanging out with your best friends here at the Nordys Podcast.